This is
And this
Cammie.
is Allie. Welcome to our podcast, Hear Our Two Cents. And today we are going to discuss things that we wish were real in animes, whether that be characters that we want as friends, powers that we would love to have, food items that we see on the TV and just want to consume, or whatever else we want.
For my first thing that I wish was real that was in anime slash cartoons will be a creature called Ryoki. It's from the series Tenchi Muyo, which has many different spin-offs and different seasons. It's a really long anime, but from the original Tenchi universe, this character, Ryoki, is a creature that can transform into like a giant robot that can travel across space and time. It looks like a cat crossed with a bunny. So in the series, they usually make a reference saying bunny cat or rabbit or a cat, or what is this rare creature? It looks like a rabbit, but it meows. So it's the cat bunny. So it's the cutest thing. She is so cute. She can even reproduce. Don't ask me how she does it. I think she was cloned in one episode by one of the characters there, but I feel like she can also just reproduce on her own. Like you're being cloned out of a machine reproducing.
That's an interesting. So what would you use this for? Like, what would be the benefit of it being real?
So for me, she's cute. She is your friend. She eats food, but she prefers carrots, which hints the rabbit part of her. But she meows like a cat. So other than that, I would love to have her as a companion. She's a cuddly creature. There is one episode she kind of morphs into like a human figure. Mm-hmm. But like a child size, but she looks the same with her giant rabbit cat-like ears, with her fuzzy rabbit kind of cat-like tail, because she got these big old rabbit-looking feet too. But anyways, plus, I mean, like I would use her as a vehicle, transportation. That's what she really is. I will turn her into a spaceship or maybe into a car, and she can just take me where I want to go without having to actually pilot her. Oh. And she has weapons. She has weapons and a shield. Like she has power. She can do a lot of stuff. She protects you. She loves you. And she's a great mode of transportation.
Well, since you mentioned transportation, I'm going to mention my first thing that I wish was real. And that is Pokemon. You know, I think having them as companions would be amazing. Them having the ability to fly, like Pidgeotto, you know, mm-hmm. don't have to waste my time on gas. And I can feel, you can get the sensation of I'm flying without actually being held responsible for your body trying to fly, right? And then mm-hmm. I could surf. You think about how many places you could see around the world. And then it'd be cool to see all the little Pokemon traveling about the world in like open grass areas, and you just see an Eevee over there sitting in a Bulbasaur. Like, who wouldn't want to go pet them, you know, or hang out with them?
That makes sense. I like that a lot. I wish they were real too.
You can make it into a competition by having like a tournament style fighting competition and make it a sport with them. You know, you can have them, you know, be theme parks, which they already are probably somewhere, but it would just be cool to just have them as buddies and use them as transportation.
It legit be like the Pokemon movie where humans and Pokemon coexist.
What about you? What's your next one?
My next one would be a piggyback off of Pokemon, but this would be with Digimon, the digital monsters. So they live in a computer world. If for those who've never seen Digimon, I would definitely recommend you watching it. It is a lot of different seasons and minor spinoffs. But the purpose of the digital world, for me, is that you have a new world to experience and to travel to with your little creature that walks around you, and you have like a little gadget that helps them evolve. And no matter what their final evolved form is, they always can go back to their original size, which is this little stuffed animal looking creature. And it's not like taken out of the ordinary. You can have it walk down the street with you in the real world and just pretend like it's a robot. But in their world, it's so gigantic and vast. It can even help you travel to one part of the world and to the next, because you legit travel through
the internet or a computer or a rift in time, and you can end up in another part of the world after that. So I really like their world, as long as they stay in their world and not come in this world, because the damage that they can do in their world versus ours will be so taxing physically and mentally. They'll just be throwing down and just breaking buildings. People be running and screaming.
Yeah, that's
they'll just do a lot of property damage, and I don't have time for my taxes to go up right now, okay? And they can follow me around. Yeah, because I think they're so cute. And if I can evolve them, depending on which evolved form they are, if they have wings, they can I can travel on them in the world, but probably get shot out of the sky because everyone will freak out. So with them, in the other aspect, I can travel through the computer, aka digital world. I can leave the US and probably end up in London, as long as there's a working computer to let me through.
Okay. My next one that I have is virtual gaming. Now, in animes, they make this whole virtual gaming look like a whole nother world. It's truly a open world kind of gameplay, and it makes me excited. Like, watching animes like Sword Art Online and Overlord, I would love for us to develop a virtual game like this where you can literally put on a mask or a helmet and be sucked into that virtual world and meet people and fight and dodge and stuff like that without the whole consequences of, you know, if you die in the game, you die in real life. Mm-hmm. Not the Nerf gear, but the second generation where it was a little bit easier on the head. If we could skip those qualities of it, I think it'd be great. It'd be fun. It'd be just another way to play around and just see a whole fantasy-like games, you know, in a different aspect.
That would be cool. I definitely agree with you. As long as I don't get trapped in a game like Doc Hack Sign, I'm great. Right?
I don't want to be stuck in there. Don't make me be stuck. Just, I want the log-off button. But I just the features of that game, it's crazy. It's cool. And I know we're working on it. It's like slowly becoming a thing with the different VRs that we have. But it's not the same as these animes. Not on the same level at all.
No. I need to be able to sleep in the anime and feel rested when I get out of it. I mean, not anime, but in the game. I want to eat in the game and come out of the game and still feel full. I just don't want the damage. Because if I get hit by a boulder, I do not want to come out with broken bones. Okay? So if we can minus that away from it, I'll be happy.
Exactly. Glad you understand.
So my next one would be, this one is from another anime. This character is from Inuyasha, and her name is Kirara, or most in the English dub, we know her as Kalala. So Kalala. So she legit is a saber-toothed cat. So most of the time when the characters are traveling, if they're not traveling on her, she's like the size of a kitten, and she's so cute, minus the red eyes. But when they need to travel on her, she legit can either run really fast on ground, or she can travel through the air. She can run on air. Yeah, she can run on air. Because she has, like, these flames on the back of her feet. So I feel like there's something to do with some, like, air particles, heat, rising, gliding through this. I don't know. There's some science behind it. But we're just going to chalk it up to magic because she's, like, a demon. So in her real form, she's a gigantic saber-toothed tiger cat beast. And she has flames on the back of her feet, if I'm not mistaken. She has fangs that hang, her eyes are red, and of course she meows, but it's like it sounds like a tiger mixed with a lion. And she is fierce. She is super fast. She's very strong. But my reason why I want her to be alive, because again, just like Ryoki, she is a companion. She's something you can travel on and with, and she will protect you and keep you warm. Because there's been countless episodes when they're outside camping in Inuyasha while they're traveling. She gets big and she protects the character Sango, which is her pretty much her mama / owner. And she protects her when she's sleeping. She sleeps in her tail because her tail gets all big and fluffy. And she's like a little pillow. She's cute. She's lovable. You can't go wrong with Killala.
As long as she's lovable, you know?
Yeah. What about you? What's your next one?
My next one is going to be an interesting topic of discussion here. And I would say that the Death Notebook from Death Note would be an interesting item if it was real. Not saying I would want it real and I know what to do with it, but just to see what people would do, how they would respond if this was a legitimate thing. One thing that I found out recently, just like looking through some articles, is in China, they actually banned this anime. They banned it because students were writing in notebooks teachers they hated, students that they didn't like, and basically creating a Death Note. And that's why they banned the anime from being shown over there and stuff like that. So I think that would be an interesting item if it was real. How would the world respond? And would you use it? Would you lock it away?
I would burn it if I could destroy it. If I can't destroy it, then I will lock it away. I can't remember if you could actually destroy a Death Note. I can't remember. But definitely would lock it away, because at the end of the day, you utilizing the book, you're sealing your fate to die. That's the trade-off. The Shin Megami gets you. So
yeah,
it gets what it wants while you get what you want, while you have a timer literally clicking above your head, because it knows when it's going to take you. So it can see your death. So it knows when you're going to die. Once you start writing in the book and you accept it, your faith is legit sealed. So no, I wouldn't take the book.
I wouldn't take it either, because it's kind of those same reasons. Like, the consequence of using that book is so high. And
yeah, because not like,
one person could really have that power.
I feel like without the book, your life is extended. But once you take the book, I think your life gets shortened. But I can't remember if that's actually true.
Now you're going to make me go look this up.
Because, like, I'm thinking about it. Like, if Light did not take the book and start writing in it, none of those people would be passing away. And he would not have to be, you know, looking over his shoulder and doing all types of crazy stuff, you know? So if he never got the book, what would he have been doing?
Okay, so after writing the cause of death, details of the death should be written in the next 6 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm trying to see if there's a rule. If the person using the note fails to consecutively write the names of people to be killed within 13 days of each other, then the user will die.
Well, there you go.
But that is a fake rule that Ryuku, oh, I'm sorry for mispronouncing, writes in the Death Note, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
So he even writes fake rules that you don't know. So yeah, I wouldn't use a book. Even when, like, you don't even know what rules are real, because he put fake ones.
Yeah, because he just wants to eat you.
If you make the note unusable by tearing it up or burning it, all the humans who have touched the note till then we'll die. I guess you can't just destroy it. But then that I think that's a fake one too. Yeah, this is a fake one. So just don't use it. Just,
oh, yeah. Simple as that.
Just put it in a lockbox, walk away.
I would just pretend like I didn't see it and not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Not even with my shoes on. I wouldn't kick it. And just walk away like, I didn't see that. I'm gonna keep moving.
What was that? No. Oh, what? I didn't hear. The phone's disconnecting. So what's your next one, Camille?
This one is also another transportation item in an anime called Sayuki, Sayuki Reloaded, Sayuki Gun Clock, and there's a manga version of this anime. There is a character in the anime called Jeep, or in the anime his name is also Hakaruri, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I know him to be Jeep from the dubbed version of the anime, because I couldn't find the sub version for a really long time, so I had to watch it in dub, which was fine by me because I didn't feel like reading and eating at the same time. So fight me if you want. You know where to find me on Twitter. So, yeah, this character is a little, in his true form, he legit is a little tiny, cute white dragon. And he can legit just fit around your neck like a scarf and just chill out there. And when he talks, he just sounds like a little mouse. He just makes his little noise like a little mouse. He's just the cutest little thing. I don't think he actually breathes fire. I don't think I've ever seen him actually breathe fire in the series. But the best part of Jeep is you feed him, you give him water, and he transforms into a Jeep, a physical Jeep, like the car.
Like the car?
Like the car.
Like with the tire in the back and all?
Like the tire in the back or a gas can in the back. One of those things in the back. Top down green Jeep. He turns into a top down green Jeep. That can be
good on mileage?
Huh?
Is he good on mileage?
As long as you feed him and keep him hydrated, he sure will be.
Now, is it just any kind of liquid you can feed him to keep him hydrated? Like, or is it specific? Like, can it be like water, milk, soda, this, that? Or does it have to be?
I've never seen them actually give him something special. I've just seen him eat.
Oh, well, at least they don't have to do extra grocery shopping.
No. Plus, they're traveling. They're traveling. The premise of the series is for these characters to travel to the east to go fight and stop the resurrection of some really bad guy that's been dead for so many years, centuries maybe, and his not his ex-wife, his I guess his new wife, I don't know what she is. She is a mess too. I can't stand her. I hope they did well. If they ever actually finish and complete the series, maybe it's in the manga, but I didn't read the manga. But the anime, they just never got to the east to do what they're supposed to be doing in the journey. So their mode of transportation was Jeep. Anytime Jeep is tired though, or dehydrated, or he needs something, then he turns back into a dragon. He has to rest, and then they have to go by foot or find another mode of transportation. But other than that, Jeep is their mode of transportation. He has a steering wheel, he drives, and even as a Jeep, a physical Jeep, he still talks. If you say something to him, he'll like respond in his little mouse chirp situation. So, yeah, he is so cute. And you can drive him.
And he's a dragon.
Yeah. But like I said, I've never seen him breathe fire. He's like a little tiny dragon. He looks like a baby.
So he's like Puff the Magic Dragon?
Think of the dragons from, what was that show on HBO?
I hope you're not referring to the show that I like.
Yeah, that show that you like. That I didn't watch. Game of Thrones. Remember when she first got the dragons hatched? They were like little and they were like crawling all over her?
Mm-hmm.
That's the size of Jeep. He is legit that small.
Aw. He's like Mushu.
Yeah, but with wings. But yeah, that's Jeep. He's so cute. Okay, what's on your list? What's next for you?
So my next one, it goes back to being a child. Now I know that this is technically not an animation, but it's still influenced by Japanese influence. So I'm going to sneak it in there. And when I was a child, I always wanted to be a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. You know, that was the thing. I wanted red, like, or the white and gold ranger. That was it for me. But when I saw Turbo Power Rangers, this is when I got my hopes up as a child, because they had the kid named Justin, and he was the Blue Ranger after Rocky got hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, if he can do it, there's a chance for me, you know? That's probably where he got like all the merch from like kids during that time, was like, we see Justin, there's a possibility, even though it's really in reality, it's not.
Yeah, so
but, Their powers would be cool to have, the fighting ability, the gadgets, being able to play with the Morpher. And then you have people like Zordon and Alpha 5, which would be fun to just talk to. And I don't know, it's funny. Ay, 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 ay. I could just, you know, I could just see myself telling him a joke and just waiting for that reaction. But yeah, that would be something I would love to have, is to be a Power Ranger. And it's like you have your own little secret identity, but not really, because some of them look reckless with showing their face uncovered, which, but you could have a, you know, a secret identity, and you can just kick butt.
I like that. The one thing I wish I could have the most out of everything, hence because I don't live in Japan, is the anime food. Like,
oh yeah.
Especially from the anime series Food Wars, and this one from back in the days in the 90s called Fighting Foodons. It's really old, and it legit, you cook food, you make it, present it, and then you put a card on top of it, and you actually make your food come to life, and it fights. Like, there's one character which I will never forget him. He's called Fried Rice.
What a great name.
Because he is a plate of fried rice. So when
he had that short man syndrome. You're gonna name me just Fried Rice? Like, that's it? That's all? I'm just fried rice on a plate?
Legit, 9 times out of 10, all the food were short, so they were little. So he was legit called Fried Rice because he was fried rice. And 9 times out of 10, the food will say their names, like they do in Pokemon. Pikachu will say Pikachu. Fried Rice would say Fried Rice. But the thing about Fried Rice was that he was legit. He's some type of martial art artist, because I think it's the attribute of the card that he put on top of the Fried Rice. Mm-hmm. So when Fried Rice was created, he comes out, he's wearing his little outfit, and he has a fork and knife, or a fork and spoon. He fights you with a fork and spoon. And he's like, he's kicking, and he's fighting, and he's like, Fried Rice! Fried Rice! It's hilarious. I cannot forget him. He's like the best character. You meet him in episode 1.
You know what I was looking at? Ramen.
And I had
I had no idea Japanese ramen was the same as the darn noodles I was eating. Because it wasn't the same. They had the meat. Scallions. They had the scallions. As a kid, as I grew older, I started seasoning my noodles, because of kit again, I'm in elementary school. I'm not allowed to touch the stove. I could only touch like the toaster oven, the flat top, cooktop. I forgot what that thing is really called, but it's like, it's flat and you plug it in and you can like make pancakes and eggs and bacons on it.
Griddle?
Yeah, it's like that. I could use that. I could use the toaster oven and of course the microwave, as long as I knew the number one rule: no foil or any foil or shiny material cannot go in there. That was the number one rule. So other than that, I was not allowed to touch the stove. So I had no idea that ramen, those noodles that my mom and aunts would make me as like a little quick meal between dinner and breakfast, could have been so much more glorious. They of course didn't know that either. So they would just put like, you know, the seasoning pack, and as I got older, I was like, oh, I could put extra stuff in here, like garlic powder, real scallions, cut them up and throw them in there. Get introduced to real ramen and be like, oh snap, I need to get like maybe a slice of ham, maybe a slice of beef, maybe a slice of chicken. I could put shrimp in here. You know, I just felt like I was the pride. I was the pride as a child. Like, they could have figured this out. They see me watching this and knew that they could have made this for me, and they did not.
No, I understand your pain, because watching Naruto, I felt that same with the ramen. Like, oh, this is really well done. Like, I want to go and eat that. And then also, even in the different animes that have, I think it's called dangos, there's like those dumplings that it's like three small balls of dumpling stacked against each other on a stick, and it's like usually different colors. You usually see that in festivals on animes. Those always look great. I'm like, oh, that looks cute, like a cute street food kind of item. I want those. And I understand that a lot of these items that we're talking about are real. They're just not real for me in my reality. I don't get that kind of food, the fresh, like, nice food where I'm at. I just don't see it.
Exactly. We don't live in California. We don't live in New York. And we don't live in Japan.
To go back when you were talking about Food Wars, I made the mistake of watching an episode of Food Wars on loud.
Never. Anyone who has not watched Food Wars, do not watch that in public. That is not an anime you need to watch in public. I'll say it again. Do not watch it in public. And if you do, please make sure you have your headphones on.
Yeah, so that was my first mistake. I never got through the season of it. I just like watched the first episode. But the main character guy, I would love for him to be like my chef though. The way his food comes out, I'm like, ooh, this looks really good.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. They have so many lovely food that's done on that show. Like it looks very pretty. And there's actually some chefs, and I don't know what you call a pastry chef, but I feel like they have like an official title outside of just saying pastry chef. Mm-hmm. Have taken some of the recipes and some of the food ideas from that series and actually brought them to life. Do you have anything else you would like to add today?
One of the things, I'll go with characters. Since you mentioned characters earlier, I'm going to go with some characters mm-hmm. now. So I'm going to go with a sports anime. So I think the cast of Haikyuu, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sorry. I think it's Haikyuu. It's a volleyball anime. And the cast of Ace of the Diamond, I think that would be fun. And if you don't know Diamond, that's a baseball anime. Both have funny, loudmouth protagonists that are so out there. But when it comes to the sport, they can get very serious. And they both have this great talent, but it's not sharpened yet. So they're still building up their skills. And then you have like the veterans that are very smart and overseeing them and getting them kind of focused on the way they need to go. But just the interactions of those teams, I think it's fun. I think it would be a great time to be in an adult league playing against other teams.
Oh, that would be awesome. There's another thing you just reminded me is one other thing I would like to have that would be in an anime would be the disguise pen from Sailor Moon. I could transform into anybody or any new outfit in any minute.
Oh, yeah. I would love to have, like, a transformation kind of gear, anything. Because if I don't have laundry that day, what great thing to do? Just change my look up. Bam. Perfect hair. Perfect makeup. Outfit ironed and pressed and ready to go. Like, don't have to worry about anything and be on my way. And with a lot of those shows, you're not recognizable in the second outfit. So if you don't want to talk to somebody or you just want to be on your lonesome, you can just switch it up.
I'll definitely utilize that disguise pen from Sailor Moon. Just change my outfit. Someone will be like, oh, hey, we're going to a party. Or, hey, can you meet me for lunch? And I'm like, sure. I wonder if the disguise pen makes you, like, feel like you took a shower. Like, no, for real. Because, like, I've seen them, like, running around and she's, like, doing stuff. And she's tired and winded. And she's like, oh, I need a new disguise to, like, get into this place. Like, does she like, when she gets transformed into this new outfit with a new hairstyle and everything, right? Is it, like, something mm-hmm. tangible, like, you can feel the outfit? Or is it just, like, it's, like, transparent?
An illusion.
Yeah, like an illusion. Does she smell good? Does she smell bad? Like, if she was sweating really
hard. I would hope it'd be something physical, because you know what happens with illusions. After a while, they start to fade.
Yeah, because like I've never actually seen her take off the disguise. Usually when she puts on the disguise, she then transforms into Sailor Moon afterwards, not too long after that. So I've never seen her actually like take it off. You know, like in some animes, they like with Team Rocket.
Yeah.
They'll be wearing like an outfit and then they'll take off the outfit with one fail swoop. And then they have on the Team Rocket uniform underneath. How? I don't know. Especially the one when they were in like bikinis and dresses and stuff like that, that showed that it had like their shoulder exposed, but then they take off the dress in one fell swoop and now they have on long sleeves. So, I don't know.
Don't go against the logic of anime. I have a few more on here. Oh. Dragon Balls from Dragon Ball mm-hmm. Z. I think that would be a cool thing to see. Yeah, the ability to get the gift of when you collect all the Dragon Balls, you can then make your wish, you know. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a reason to travel even more so. It's like, oh, let's go to the different areas of the world. And, you know, you can see, you know, people from all around the world that way, with also an adventure in mind. But yes, the bad side of it is if that power goes into the wrong hands, it'd be not so good. So,
Diabolical.
but the journey of it, I think, would be really cool to like try and get all the balls together.
What else? Do you have anything else on your list?
I like powers and the ability that a lot of animes go through. One of the ones I would love to have would be from the Avatar, The Last Airbender. I would love to be like having the ability to either be a firebender or waterbender or an earthbender. One of those abilities and seeing like other people and their abilities. You could like, if you're thirsty, you can drink water. If you need light, you can just, oh, fire, here we go. I see where I'm going. You know, if you just want a really great garden for your lawn, you just whip it up real quick, you know? Simple things. Or if you want to grow your own vegetables and fruits and food, you could probably do that because you have an affinity for earth.
That would be smart. That would be cool. But powers, they're tricky for me. I'm not really sure which powers I would want. Roughly, I would say I would want something like Rogue or Storm. But with Rogue, I want to be able to touch people and not kill them. Or the Phoenix. I guess if I had to take someone's power, I would definitely take the Phoenix. The Phoenix, the physical Phoenix bird from the 90s series of X-Men. That came
You had to
into
be.
her body because reason why I have to explain that because there is like different universes where in one universe the Phoenix is the child of Jean Grey and what's that man's name?
Oh, yeah.
Cyclops, but or Scott, his real name. But another series, the Phoenix is Jean, and it's not like it's a special astral plane entity. It's legit her alter ego. So I'm just explaining it this way because I don't want anyone thinking extra stuff. This is what I want. I would take the Phoenix from the 90s cartoon animated series X-Men, the one that flew across the universe to come find a whole body to use that was compatible to her to go get the Emkron crystal to seal it and throw it in the darn sun. I want the power of the Phoenix bird from that animated series. I want that power to the point that the power that Jean got from the bird. Because the bird could only do so much. She needed a physical body to do the rest. And I'm just like, how could you be so strong, but yet so weak? You telling me you couldn't grab the crystal and close it up without having to get a powerful psychic physical help? Like, what the hell? You traveled across the universe. So I need whatever they got going on. I need Jean's power and the Phoenix. Give me that combination and I'm good. I'm good.
Now, I just never wanted powers that involve more mental, like Raven and Rogue, like the more mental side of them, because they have such a severe
Oh
backlash, I
yeah, I
feel
don't want
like.
that part where I can't shut people out because she did go through like a moment where
Yeah.
she almost like knocked herself out because she heard too many people's voices. Jean, I don't want that part. I want to be able to control it. I
Just
can
like.
shut you off like a switch.
That's the part where I'm just like, I would rather not. Because it's like, oh, if you think about like telekinesis and all these things, like, oh, it's so cool. But then you see the mental backlash that these characters get, and you're like, oh, is that worth it? Like, do I really want that ability? I'll just, you know, be Wonder Woman with some strength and alas, I'll just call it a day.
Isn't she one of Zeus's
Physical.
kids too?
Probably. You know, he has a lot of kids.
He sure do. That little rolling stone of him.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Oh,
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
I'm not gonna hit that high note. I'm sorry.
I I have some honorable
All right,
mentions.
let's hear them.
So I think one thing that would be cool to have these abilities would be to use ninjutsu from Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
And be a ninja. I think that would be fun, and you could find a way to hone that skill. And it seems like everyone kind of has their own capabilities and has a perk or a specialty, you know, in there. So it'd just be really cool, whether it's Kakashi, Sasuke, Naruto, there's always someone, Orochimaru, that you could see and be like, oh, that's kind of cool, the ability they have. And the fact that, like, they went to school to hone that, you know, at first, and then they formed their teams from school and stuff like that. So I think that would be fun, or at least be a challenge, because if everyone had an ability, you know, you have to really focus on honing your stuff first.
I agree.
Today we discussed the things we wish were real from anime. Is there anything else you want to add, Camille? Because
no.
I kind of lost myself no. there.
No, we actually, that's it for me. I don't even have any honorable mentions. I know it's a shock, right, everybody? Thank you all again for joining us today on this podcast. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Let us know some of your items and characters and things you wish were real from animes.
That would be all from us today. Signing out. Peace.